culture, society, civilization, all are alien to religion. Religion is a revolution in your cultural conditioning, a revolution in your social conditioning, a revolution in all the spheres that you have lived and you are living. Every society is against religion. I'm not talking about your temples and mosques and churches that society has created. Those are tricks. Those are things to befool you. Those are substitutes for religion. They are not religion. They are to misguide you. You need religion. They say, yes, come to the temple, to the church, to the Gurudwara. Here is religion. You come and pray, and the preacher is there who will teach you religion. This is a trick. Society has created false religions. Those religions are Christianity, Hinduism, Jainism. But a Buddha, or a Mahavira, or a Jesus, or a Muhammad, always exist beyond society. And society always fights with them. When they are dead, then the society starts worshipping them. Then the society creates temples, and then there is nothing. The reality is gone. The flame has disappeared. Buddha is no longer there in the statue of Buddha. In the temples, you will find society, the culture, but not religion. But what is religion? In the first place, religion is a personal thing. It is not a social thing. It is not a social phenomenon. Politics is social. Religion is personal. And whenever religion becomes social, it is part of politics. It is no longer religion. Islam and Hinduism and Jainism, they are politics. They are no longer religion. They have become social. It is a personal understanding. You go alone into it. You cannot go into it with a group. How can you go into samadhi with somebody else? Not even your nearest, not even your closest will be with you. When you go inwards, everything will be left out. The society, the culture, the civilization, enemies, friends, lovers, beloveds, children, wife, husband, everything will be left by and by. And the moment comes when you also will be left out, because you also are a part of the society, a member of society, a Hindu, a Mohammedan, a Christian, an Indian, a Chinese, a Japanese. First, others will be left. Then, by and by, nearer ones will be left, closer ones will be left. Finally, you will come to yourself, which is also part of the society, trained by the society, conditioned by the society. Your brain, your mind, your ego, given by the society. That too has to be left outside the temple. Then you enter in your absolute aloneness, nobody is there, not even you. Then only the flowering, then the transformation.